Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're igniting the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending April 15th, 2017. If you like new music, you'll love this week's lineup because we greet two new songs. It all starts in fifth place where Kyle and Lil Yachty jump a big seven slots with I Spy. We'll get introduced after the song.
I spy with my little eye a girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly-headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye a girly I can
Kyle
get,
posts his first top five hit as I Spy, featuring Lil Yachty, jumps seven slots to fifth place. Kyle Harvey is a 23-year-old hip-hop artist from Southern California. He began releasing mixtapes as a teenager and released his debut album, Beautiful Loser, in 2013. 2 years later, Rolling Stone magazine named him among 10 artists you need to know. He signed a record deal with the Atlantic label in January of this year. And on May 6th, he'll perform with the Chainsmokers in San Francisco. Speaking of the Chainsmokers, they have something new for us this week, too. But first, let's bring on The Weeknd and Daft Punk, rising a slot to number four with I Feel It Coming. Hey, do you want to buy The Weeknd's house? Stay tuned for details.
I feel it coming.
The Weeknd and Daft Punk gain a slot in fourth place with I Feel It Coming. If you have $6 million burning a hole in your pocket, you can buy The Weeknd's house. To be precise, it's the spectacular Los Angeles home that served as the setting in his Starboy video. The Beverly Hills residence has four bedrooms and five and one-half baths. The Chainsmokers and Coldplay make a move this week as Something Just Like This vaults four slots to third place. The Chainsmokers may soon need to build a new trophy case. Stand by for more.
I want something just like this.
Ray McDonald here, showcasing two chart powerhouses, the Chainsmokers and Coldplay. Something Just Like This steps up four slots to number three. The Chainsmokers just received 22 Billboard Music Award nominations. They're tied with Drake for the most ever Billboard nominations in a single year. The big night happens on May 21st in Las Vegas. Oh, yes, one more thing. This is Coldplay's biggest U.S. hit since Viva La Vida went to number one way back in 2008. Last week, Bruno Mars chilled in second place with That's What I Like, and this week, he's still chilling. Bruno's path to the top was long and winding. Hold on for details.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Bruno Mars holds the runner-up slot for another week with That's What I Like. Well, Bruno's a big star now, of course, but it didn't come easily. Shortly after moving from Hawaii to Los Angeles, he signed a 2004 contract with Motown Records, which went nowhere. Bruno DJed and spent time singing in a cover band before joining the successful songwriting production team, the Smeezingtons. As for Ed Sheeran, a major Hollywood star turned out to be his ticket to the top. I'll fill you in after Shape of You.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Sheeran spends a 10th week atop the Hot 100 with Shape of You. In 2010, Ed flew from England to Los Angeles with no contacts. He performed at various open mic nights and one night was spotted by actor Jamie Foxx. Jamie offered Ed not only his recording studio, but use of his home, and Ed was off and running here in the United States. Where will Ed run to next week? Join me in 7 days, and we'll find out. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.